Hello, everybody. We are so excited to be here with you today. I have two very special guests on the line. They are Christy Garofalo and Bruce Monroe Wright. Who are they? Well, despite being fabulous people in their own right, they are this year's Splash Art Auction and Gala co-chairs. They've done this job before. They know everything about making things sparkle. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hi, Catherine.
There we go. We have Bruce and Christy. So first of all, Bruce, Christy, take a moment if you will. Bruce, you first. Introduce us a little bit to who you are and why you love Arts Umbrella.
Well, I'm a lawyer in town, but I've been very involved with the arts sector, and I was drawn to Arts Umbrella because it is really a one-of-a-kind organization in Vancouver and across the nation. It's Canada's leading nonprofit organization for arts education, and it trains kids in art and design, dance, theater, music, and film. Tens of thousands a year. Many of them, 81%, I think, are funded through bursaries and scholarships. So it's a one-of-a-kind organization that is making sure we have arts front and central in kids' lives from age 2 to 22.
Well, kids are the most important resource, and I think Christy has a little bit of experience in that area, not to mention all her other activities. Christy, tell us about yourself and Arts Umbrella.
So I am a Vancouver resident. I have 5 children, and I am extremely passionate about Arts Umbrella. I was on the board 15 years ago, and then what drew me to Arts Umbrella was that it reached kids that were at risk, and it was a way for them to connect and gave them positive mentorship and positive influences in their lives. And then fast forward now to 15 years later, I'm back on the board and back chairing events for Arts Umbrella. And now, after having my own kid experience, what draws me to Arts Umbrella is that it gives kids a place to shine. So those non-academic kids that are not excelling at school, maybe it gives them somewhere else to build their self-confidence. And maybe they're not going to become a professional dancer, a professional artist, but the skills, the soft skills that they're getting and the confidence that they're getting will allow them to excel in however they excel in their adult life.
Yet many of them go on to have careers, like all our dancers that go on to Ballet BC and other organizations. So
yeah,
it's a wide range.
That energy that we channel, as I said, kids are the future. Children are our future. And what we give them to build into positive energy channels and to experiences, they take these things into life in so many ways. I can't think of a more important thing for us to do for our communities. Now, Splash is the gala event, and the ones that I've been to are spectacular. This year's a little different. We all know about that. But in Splash galas of the past, some of my favorite moments have been when we get to see the young performers, the dancers come out. Christy, tell us a little bit about how you open the show for a regular gala.
So normally we have a cocktail reception where you can peruse the art that will be up for auction. And then there's student sketchers. So we try to involve all the disciplines at Arts Umbrella in our gala so that our guests can have the experience of what Arts Umbrella offers. So we have student artists work displayed at the gala, and then we have some students there sketching what they're seeing at the gala. And then we draw everybody in to be seated for the auction and the performance part of the night. And it starts with either our professional dance program or our musical theater troupe doing a performance. So kind of flip-flops, but both of them perform, and then it leads into our auction.
Now, the auction is the important part. We don't want to downplay that, because I can't believe the names and the lineup that you have managed to curate for this. And, of course, the auction is where we raise the money for these programs. Bruce, tell us about the auction and a little bit about the artists you've managed to acquaint with.
Well, great. We've been doing this for 4 years, and every year it keeps seeming to get better and better. We auction off 100 artworks. We have a wonderful stable. They're part of our family of the artists in Vancouver and elsewhere. This year, we've got a great lineup like always. We've got well-known artists like Douglas Copeland and Angela Grossman, Andrew Dadson, Stephen Waddell, Dana Claxton. These are artists right at the top of their game right now. And we have we have 30 live works and 60 silent works that will be auctioned by fabulous artists. They put forth their really best work. And we are, you know, it's all donated by these artists and their dealers. We're so grateful. But I think they really love being part of this because, you know, we attract a big crowd. And many times this is their first introduction to some of these artists. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Christy, to you.
No, I was going to say that I think it's also a great for someone who doesn't know the artist. Bruce is very knowledgeable and knows all these artists. But if you don't really know the artist, it's a great way for somebody to have a great cross-section of the great art that's available in our city because there's just one piece per artist. So you could go to Splash or you could go and to the Pendulum Gallery and walk through it. And then even if you don't purchase the piece through Splash or that piece doesn't speak to you, but to follow up with the artist afterwards. So it's a great way to get to see the great art that's available in this city.
Yeah, Christy raises a good point. Our Pendulum Gallery, we preview all the arts. And this year, from September 21st to October 16th, Pendulum Gallery, right downtown Vancouver, you have a chance to walk by and see all the art in advance.
Which is really important. Yes, it the art does speak much more in person. I know that a lot of photos, and we're doing a lot of things virtually this year, but it is important to take that tour, especially if you are coming to this year's gala. That just adds the special edge. What a great idea to set that up ahead of time. So listen, we usually do this in person, and you have a very unique way of doing it this year. Christy, let's direct this question to you. Tell us how this year's gala, because we can't all come together at the Hotel Vancouver, and of course we've also done this down in Granville Island as well. Tell us how this year is going to be especially different.
So it's the first of its kind. We're calling it Special 2020 Edition. Presented by Nicola Wells, and it's taking place on Saturday, October the 24th, and it is going to be, there's two options, so you can opt in to a micro party. We have 10 locations across the city, each will have 40 guests, and it will be a splash type experience, so there'll be food, there'll be beverage, there'll be decor, there will be some artists. There will be some Splash committee members there, and there will be interactive screen. So we envision it to be similar to a federal election where you can jump between being at the headquarters in Ottawa, Splash to Victoria, Splash to Halifax, Splash to Toronto, and see what's going on. So the parties will all link. Now, if being with 40 people is not your thing due to COVID, and you want to opt into being at home, you can choose the at-home version, and we will deliver food and beverage to your home and give you the ability to watch what was going on, so to watch the auction, to watch the performers, and to watch the other parties that were happening.
That sounds amazing.
We're going to be very high-tech, and this is going to be you're going to be able to bid on your phones, we believe, and participate, and then interact between the various groups. So we're not sure. We're doing it at a very high level, and we think it's going to be very exciting.
You know what? It is going to be exciting. I think we're all getting used to the technology a little more. And, you know, I think when a little bit doesn't work here or there, it just adds the human element to what we really are, which is just we are doing the best we can under severe circumstances here right now. Now, not to turn this too serious, but Bruce, speak, if you will, please, to the importance of this gala and the fundraising. People need to show up for this because we need to support these programs. We need to bid on this art, and it sounds like it's going to work very, very well. Tell us how important the fundraising is from this gala to help support the rest of Arts Umbrella for this year and probably beyond.
Well, it's you know, Christy and I are both directors of Arts Umbrella. It's a critical part of our budget. It's a very large part of our budget. It's a chance for the community to participate and tell us that they approve of what we're doing. And during COVID, most organizations are having a more difficult time reaching out to their stakeholders and constituent groups. And so it's important more than ever, with declining revenues and everything else that's going on, to make sure that we keep these organizations strong. So we'd love to have your support and coming. You know, I know a lot of our West Van people are some of our biggest supporters and bidders at our auction. So we'd love you to participate. Come to one of our socially distanced, you know, in compliance with all current government regulations, one of our events, and it will hopefully be a 2020 rendition of what has become really the most exciting gala presentation that this city has. It's certainly among the top of the gala season for the arts organizations, and we really hope we get your support. We need it more than ever.
Now, Christy, tell us, how important was it to hold this event this year?
So Bruce and I discussed this in April after the initial COVID dust had settled, and we felt that for three very important stakeholders, we needed to do something. And first was the organization. Arts Umbrella still needs funds, as do lots of nonprofit organizations. And two, the artists. The artists still need the promotion, the business, the exposure. And three, our event industry in Vancouver. We've already seen some event industry providers not make it. And so we felt that we needed to do what we could to support the event industry here and give them the business so that a year from now, those businesses are still around, and that's what makes our community for sure. So it was important for us to do something, and hopefully it goes off how we've envisioned. But if not, Arts Umbrella has steps in place to scale the plan back so we can go with the COVID guidelines.
Well, it always makes one of the top of my list. We're going to be there this year, so everybody can tune back in. Of course, West Vancouver Magazine will be publishing photos of these bubble events. Again, everything is being done safely, securely, and with a ton of sparkle. All right, last question, you guys. If you could take an Arts Umbrella course, what would you be? An actor, a dancer, a painter? Tell us, Bruce, what are you best at?
Well, much as I love all these things, and I'm not possessed of the dance personally, except privately, I think maybe art. I think I would take art course.
An artist. Now, Christy, where would you be?
Dance for me.
Definitely
for sure.
Dance.
Mostly,
I'm with Christy.
Mostly because I can't sing and cannot. I'm not artistic.
Well, I know that I love to show up and dance. And as they say, dance like, is it everybody's watching? Well, everybody will be watching. And we are so thrilled to speak to you both today. Thank you for taking time to come on the phone with us here today. Again, co-chairs Christy Garofalo, Bruce Monroe, right? This is the Splash Art Auction and Gala 2020 special edition. You can go to artsumbrella.com, follow the links to the event page. Please make sure you show up for this fantastic organization, and I hope you will tune in again soon. Until then, please stay in touch and save me a smile.
Thanks so much, Kat.
Bye.
Okay.